7009, layover in Jackson in Maine.
7009, I got a request stuck.
Yeah, I just need to inform you of a slight injury that I occurred. I helped, or had to help, an individual in his wheelchair get on the bus. If not, he never would have made it. And in doing so, I just kind of like tweaked my knee. And I spoke with my union rep, and they said to let you know in case anything more happens.
Yeah, definitely. Which knee was it, and where did this happen at?
It happened on 11th and Belmont on this last trip. I can tell you, I think roughly about... say 1:30-ish. Anyway, left knee, 11th in Belmont. An individual is in an extra wide wheelchair. His wheels don't fit on the ramp. And if he does not line it up center and correctly, he'll never make it on himself. After a minute or so watching him attempt this, I finally got in and got behind him and started pulling him up. And the first step I took back on my left leg, my knee just kind of like twitched. Now it's sore. I mean, I can continue on, but the union rep just said to make sure I called it in.
Okay. Do you need medical at this point?
No. I've got ice in my lunch bag that I can put it on when I get up to Sutherland if I need to.
Okay, I'm going to send you information for a report when you get back to the garage for a report of injury. If you need this, to send medical to you at some point, make sure and let us know. So you said the wheelchair is so wide that it doesn't fit on the ramp, like it's over the edges of the ramp, is that right?
Yeah, the wheelchair is really super wide, and what it does is the rubber of the tires are right up against the lip of the ramp, so they press up against it. He had to push himself up the ramp on the metal rails of the handles on the outside of the wheels that he uses to push himself around. If you don't, his wheels just spin. You know, they don't get any traction. Now, this individual, I do know that he can push that wheelchair up himself, but he elects to have somebody either help him or what. So, I don't know what we want to do about that.
Well, next time you have something like that where the chair is too big, we just would, you would call us and we would let them know that they would have to try to find an alternate means of transportation. Usually that would lift for oversized chairs. We don't usually run with oversized chairs.
Right, because when he swings through here, you know, he just fits around the curvage, you know, to get into the seating area. So I usually pick him up there on Belmont and I drop him off on Division. That's where I deal with him. It's back and forth from there.